Question for you. Can you imagine working at a job that doesn't feel like work? Do you have a passion for helping others? If your answer is yes, then come join me at the next Adult Chair Coaching Certification Program. We are looking for people just like you to help us to heal this world. No experience necessary. I will teach you everything you need to know to be an incredible coach and give you the business training to grow a successful business, including a gorgeous website. Head on over to theadultchair.com/certification and come join our coaching family. That's theadultchair.com/certification. Hi, I'm Michelle Chalfant, psychotherapist, holistic life coach, and human just like you, learning to navigate life challenges. With over 25 years experience, I teach people how to get healthy using the Adult Chair Model. The Adult Chair Model is where simple psychology meets grounded spirituality, and it teaches us how to become healthy adults. From anxiety and depression to codependency and relationship issues, you can use the Adult Chair for just about anything. Each week, I share practical tips, tools, and advice from myself and a wide range of experts on how to get unstuck, how to live authentically, and how to truly love yourself, all while sitting in your adult chair. Welcome to the Adult Chair Podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Adult Chair Podcast. I am Michelle Chalfant. Very excited to be here with you today because we're talking about one of my favorite topics. I know I have a few, but this one really is one of the ones at the top of the list. The inner critic. I love talking about the inner critic because we all have one. If you're human, you have one. For those of you that don't know what the inner critic is, it is the part of us that isn't very nice to us. It does its best to keep us in line. It's that voice inside your head that can be mean, critical, judgmental, sometimes even angry at us. And if we don't know how to work with the inner critic, it can lead to a lot of different things like depression, anxiety, chronic stress. Think about it. If you got someone in your head that's constantly being mean to you or judging you, it's stressful. So this is why I'm passionate about working with this part, because what I have found over all the years of seeing clients is that people just don't know how to work with the inner critic. Many people understand that they have one, but they've done things like turn away, numbed it out, gotten angry back at it. I've tried all of those things. Let me tell you, it does not work. And this is why on today's show, I'm excited to have one of my adult chair coaches, Jenny Jansen. She's spent probably the last, I don't know, month or so, she's been chatting about how she has been working with her inner critic and how it has completely changed her life. So she's going to offer today all kinds of ideas for you on how to work with yours. They're very simple ideas. They are user-friendly. You can start using her tips today. And she's also, of course, talking about how it affected her life in negative ways. It's a really, really beautiful show. She was vulnerable. She shared a ton. And I think you're going to love it. I know that you're going to love it. But before we jump over to Jenny, just want to remind you guys, we are just a few weeks out from closing the door on the Adult Chair Coaching Certification. We close the doors on December 16th. So if you're interested in helping others work with and help them into their adult chairs, then come join us. We'd love to have you. No experience is necessary or required. You just have to want to learn all about the adult chair and have a passion for helping others. That's it. That's it. So come join us at theadultchair.com/certification for more information. And of course, if you have further questions, feel free to email in and we are happy to jump on a call with you if you have any further questions. So we'd love to have you guys. All right, let's jump on over to Jenny Jansen. Jenny is a social worker and an adult cheer certified coach. She works with individuals, couples, and families to gain a deeper understanding and acceptance of themselves and build healthier relationships with others. She also has experience teaching groups on topics such as emotional awareness and mindfulness. She has a passion for working with clients to overcome self-doubt, heal from old unhealthy patterns, and live more authentically and consciously from the healthiest versions of themselves, which of course is living in the adult chair. Yeah, she has a phenomenal story. I cannot wait for you to meet Jenny Jansen. And here we go with Jenny. You really overcame a lot. Like when you joined this program, it was a leap. I mean, I remember talking to you like numerous times. I don't know, you know, back and forth, but you did it. And then I look at what you've shared with me just in the last, gosh, month and your success, like your success keeps growing. And I know that something that you had to overcome or not overcome, because I don't think we ever necessarily like overcome the inner critic, you know what I mean? But you have done such beautiful work with the inner critic. I thought, oh my gosh, let's have a chat.
Well, I think it, well, because I remember being at the workshop.
Yeah.
And of course you pulled me up in front of everybody. And that was, I think, the first time that you saw me sitting with my knees to my chest like I do. And
no, that was in the adult chair coaching certification last year. Wasn't that?
Well, it was both times, I think.
Yeah. And you had your knees.
I worked with you,
you were in the workshop too. And you had your knees in your chest. I do remember that.
I was like, I don't want to be seen. And you're like, yes. Well, Jenny, I hate to say it, but there's like 50 people that are seeing you right now. And I think what it was for me is recognizing that I was already doing the things that I was, that my inner critic was saying I couldn't do.
Yeah.
So it took a lot for me to just kind of step back and listen and just say like, hold, like, wait, like, that's not even accurate. That's not even true.
I love that perspective. It's like what I would say, and I'm going to guess you would say the same thing, but it's you put yourself in your adult chair. And when we sit there, we're able to gain a new perspective on our lives. So you sat there and then you could hold this inner critic part as a wit, like you could witness it instead of being in it and lost in it and stuck in it. Is that what you'd say?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it, like separating from it and looking at it as just a part and then thinking about, well, hold on, I'm already doing the things that it's saying that I can't do.
Right.
Or I'm already seen. And it says, don't be seen, but nothing bad is happening.
Yeah.
As a result of being seen. And so, I don't know, it was kind of a mind blow for me. I was just like, wait, hold on. So I don't have to like subscribe to this.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't mean it doesn't still creep in every now and again. And, you know.
You're still human, unfortunately, right? I say that. I'm still human. Damn it.
I know. So my therapist says all the time, you have to forgive yourself for being a human.
Yeah, it can be hard sometimes.
Yeah.
So talk about your journey, though. Isn't that what you drew the picture of, the inner critic? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I actually have it because I was showing a client.
Well, I want to tell the story of your inner critic. Let's just hear about it.
Like,
I want to hear the story of your inner critic because you really did go through such a... And again, this show is not just for people that would be working. Like, this is not just for career people. This is not just for this. The inner critic comes up in every aspect of our lives, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I feel like my inner critic was born when I was born, is what it feels like. You know, I was born very sensitive and very empathic. And so I absorbed a lot, you know, as we do in our child seat. Yeah. But I think... Again, kind of like that child share, we don't have discernment. And so, you know, some of the things that I may have absorbed, which were either intentional or unintentional, landed on me and stuck for whatever reason that is. And so the way that our brains work, of course, we look for evidence in our environment to prove what we believe about ourselves. Mm-hmm. So again, what I believed about myself, I was almost unconsciously attracting.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you weren't almost unconsciously attracted. You were.
I was.
You were unconsciously attracting because all those beliefs that are inside of us, they're attracting. Mm-hmm. They're attracting our whole reality. So keep going. This is a good story.
Yeah. And so I think certain milestones in growing up where I was like, oh my gosh, I can't take this anymore. And so I would, you know, do some work on myself, but then there would be, it was like the whack-a-mole, then something else would pop up. And so I'd try to smash that down, and then something else would pop up, and it just felt so exhausting because this inner critic was taking on so many different forms. Like, it wasn't just this critic. It was the voice of depression, the voice of anxiety, the voice of perfectionism, the voice of, you know, you name it. Mm-hmm. And so low self-worth, all of those things. And so I almost feel, you know, I used to refer to it as, and you can bleep this out if you need to, the itty bitty shitty committee that meets in my head. And so it was one of those, like, all right, who's talking right now? And so once I kind of got clear on the parts, you know, working with a therapist and working, mm-hmm. you know, of course, in the program and learning about the adult chair, it's like, wait, like that's just a part of me. Mm-hmm. And then getting very clear on who I am outside of all of those, all of that static, all the noise, all the judgments, all the shame and blame and you suck and all this. And so, you know, is it seamless? Is it perfect? No, you know, like mm-hmm. you said, we're human.
Yeah.
But I think I recognized it a lot quicker mm-hmm. and I can reach for fact and truth mm-hmm. and relate with it differently. And so
awesome.
When you say like the story of my inner critic, I think it's ever evolving. Mm-hmm. 'Cause like you said, we're not going to get rid of it, but I also have learned how to turn toward it mm-hmm. and say, okay, what is going on? Like, what exactly are you fearful of? Mm-hmm. Because that's what I realized in doing this exercise that you had us do before the certification, is that I always saw my inner critic as this bully, like just like mm-hmm. shamey and beating me down. It was like, I have so many visuals in my head, but I think when I turned toward it, I realized that there was so much fear mm-hmm. underneath it. Like, it turned from blaming and shaming attacks on me, like, you suck, you're not good enough, to I'm afraid you're going to screw up. I'm afraid that you're going to get judged. I'm afraid that fill in the blank. And so when I saw it for what it was, with fear, instead of this like angry being that was just like rearing its claws into my neck every chance it got, you know, I was like, oh, it's like, you poor little thing, you're afraid. Yeah.
Now,
you know,
tell people what it means to turn toward, because I do say that, you just said it. What, so explain what you did. So you're hearing these negative thoughts in your head, or the screaming voice, whatever, what, I don't even know. I'm guessing what your inner critic was like, and I know it can mm-hmm. look different, but what was yours like? And then how did you turn toward? Let's give people like the how to.
Yeah. So I think what did it for me was learning how to visualize it, because I'm a very visual person. I've been hearing it all my life, mm-hmm. but I needed to create necessarily, but let it manifest itself in a visual form mm-hmm. so that I could relate to it as if it's outside of me. Because if it's a voice, I'm like, well, it's just all up in my head. And so that's just what worked for me. Of course, like you said, everyone's different.
Yeah.
But one thing that I did was I drew it out. And so I created this picture and I gave it a form. I gave it a voice. There were symbols that represented certain messages that it had for me. And then what I did was I journaled about what it was like to look at it. And so when I said turn toward my inner critic, it was really just like getting to know its inner essence, because it's a part of me. And if I just kind of lop it off and say, I can't deal with you. Mm-hmm. You know, I often think about it like those weighted clown things at the fair where like you punch them and then they come and smack you back. Yeah. Like, cause that's what happens. I'm like,
so
I don't
want
to deal with you. And so it's like, well, guess what? Here I am.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you can meet it when you're not triggered, and where it doesn't feel so completely overwhelming, it was easier for me to just kind of be with it and understand kind of where it's coming from, what its actual messages were.
Yeah.
And then, so once I journaled about it from its perspective, and I got very clear on my perspective, my adult perspective. So, you know, I just basically said, thank you for letting me know how you feel. Thank you for letting me know, you know, what your fears are. I hear you and I understand where you're coming from. And I understand, yes, it is scary to leap into creating a business and leap into, you know, a career change, kind of.
Well, it was.
It was, yeah.
Shall I remind you how terrified you were? You're kind of brushing it off like it was no big deal, but I remember the emails, the phone call. Oh my God, am I doing, should I do the certification?
I know. So
and I look at where you were then and where you are now, and I'm like, wow. And
because that was like, what, a year ago?
Yep.
No?
No. A year and a half ago. No, almost two years ago.
That we were having these phone calls.
Mm-hmm. That's it was. It was two. It was because I wasn't living here and I've been here for a year and a half. It was 2 years ago for sure. And if we don't, and that's why I wanted you to share your story. We can apply this to any issue, any block, anything at all, any wall that we have that we're facing, I should say, in our lives right now, not just career, but anything at all. You gave such great advice here about this inner critic. We turn toward it, which I preach over and over and over and over again. But what I loved, this is why I wanted you to share your story, because you're talking about how you can really transform your life. You were, can I use the word like paralyzed with fear about really making, I mean, you're like, I can't do the certificate. I'm so afraid, you know, and then you started doing your own work. You turned toward that fear. You drew it out. You journaled about it, and that's doing our own work. We cannot, there's no magic pill to say, I'm going to wipe all my fear away. Because the more you turn away from that voice, as you said, it gets louder. Mm-hmm. It gets meaner. It gets judgier. It gets blamier. That's not a word, but you know, I make up words. Right?
You need your own dictionary.
I do. There is going to be an adult chair dictionary. You just Fantastic. Wait. So you turn toward it. Mm-hmm. And join the program. And now your success is like, crazy. I mean, what's happening with you? Like your latest email, I was like, you have how many new clients? What? but you're transforming yourself. And that's what I love about the adult chair model. No matter what your issues, you can transform your life. You have to turn towards. So you did draw it out. And I just want to share with anyone that's hearing this, if you're not visual, it's okay. You can sense that voice. You can still put it outside of you as a blue blob. You know, you don't have to draw a figure, but wait, where is it? Okay, it's in my head. Well, if you can sense it in your head, then sense your adult chair voice in your head too, your healthy adult voice too. There are two voices. If you're only auditory, then again, what are you hearing? Only hear that voice. So there are many different things you can do to turn toward, but to turn toward that part and draw it out is really powerful. So do you have your beautiful inner critic picture?
I do.
For the people that watch this on YouTube, let's see it. Because I remember when you showed it to us.
Oh, I don't know if you could see it.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, stop. You know that I do remember this. It reminds me of, it's so awesome. Now, what did you write on outside of your inner critic?
Okay, so.
Wait, what was that children's book? That reminds me.
Where the Wild Things Are.
Yes! I'm like, how do I know that little creature? Yeah.
That's what it always reminded me of. It's just this like big, like ogre, like thing. And so the way that I drew it, I don't know if you could see.
Tilt it a little bit.
My light's funky. Let me do that.
Oh yeah. Right there.
So it's got like the knots in the stomach and the black.
Okay.
Kind of hot headed because it's got the steam coming off his head. And then the handcuffs were represent kind of like this.
You're bound. Yeah. Like you can't move forward. All of that.
Stop sign there. And so
I love that, Jenny.
And what I did was I kind of drew out almost like like it would be thought bubbles, like stay small, you suck, stick to what you know, who do you think you are?
Yep.
You won't make it. You know, they'll see you're an imposter. You're going to lose it. So all of the messages that it said, and then when I wrote out my experience of connecting with this part through kind of going inside and visualizing, that's when I noticed that it was like fear.
Yep.
And so then what I did after that, I kind of mapped out and wrote what each of the symbols represented to me and then what it meant. And then I wrote a letter to my inner critic from my healthy adult.
I love
that. And I just said, I hear you. You've got quite the voice. And,
which is more than anything, what these parts, I mean, especially this part, it's screaming at us. When it screams at us and it gets louder and meaner and louder and meaner, like you said, oh my gosh, it was coming from fear. It was afraid. Mm-hmm. It just wants our attention like a little kid. Yeah. You've got to turn toward the parts that scare you. You've got to turn toward the parts that are screaming at you. And that's how you transform. Excuse me. Keep going.
Yeah, you're fine.
So good.
So basically what I just wrote back to it from my adult and I said, look, I hear you. I know showing up is scary. Mm-hmm. I am scared too. And this is what I also know is true, is that this is in my heart. This is everything that I never knew I always wanted. And it's right here in front of me. And I would be crazy not to do this. And so while I hear you, and if you want to stay in the back corner with a very small chance of an I told you so, feel free, but I'm moving forward. Like, this is what I'm choosing to do from my heart, from my adult. Mm-hmm. I have support around me. I've got the fire in my heart to do this work. I think you even said in one of our calls, you're like, Jenny, you're already doing it. So why not just go ahead and get the title after your name? You know, because I was saying like how I was already doing it with my clients at my day job. And it's so quick. It's so easy. It's so not easy, but it's simple.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
And so I think I had to let this part know, like, I'm kind of already doing it, you know, and I'm confident in it and it fires me up. Like I say all the time, people say, you know, as a therapist or coach, it's like, doesn't that drain you listening to people all day? I'm like, I feel so energized.
Totally. Yeah.
Like, I'm invigorated by the work that I do. And so if I had listened to this part and stayed small and not followed through, you know, I wouldn't have what I have.
Yes.
And what I have is so much more than I thought it was going to be, you know, last April when we graduated. And it's just continuing.
Yeah.
And even like my heart just started shaking because I feel like there's so much.
And there's so much more coming still. Like, it just keeps going. And I think about people that listen to the inner critic or any fear. Let's just use any fear part. You know, it's just a part of us that's going, hey, 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 I need your attention. I need your attention. Mm-hmm. It stops our lives from happening. Like, it keeps us small. And these inner parts think they're keeping us safe. Mm-hmm. And in a way that they are, they're keeping us stuck. They're keeping us safe. But when we're able to turn toward those parts and get to know them, they morph. And that was one of my questions. Did you notice that your inner critic, the drawing that you did, did it change at all? Did it soften? Did what happened?
Well, I think with this particular part, it shrunk.
Yes.
Like, it's still there.
Yeah.
But it's changed. Almost like I imagine, like I use the analogy a lot with my clients. It's like, which part of you has the megaphone? You know? And ooh, so for a while, my inner critic had the megaphone and was just like loud.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just kind of say, okay, which part has the megaphone? You know, they're obviously needing something. And so I think the inner critic just put its megaphone down and now is like this wee little, you know, mousy thing in the corner that rears up every now and again and I have to put it in its place.
And you turn toward it again, right? And you go, okay, hey, you need my attention. What's going on?
And then put my feet on the floor, hand on my heart. And this is what's true. What's true is that, you know, could I fail? Maybe, but it's not likely.
Yeah.
You know, I go back to what one thing that you said a minute ago, Michelle, was about, I had this thought about familiarity, mm-hmm. being stuck.
Yeah.
And safe. And I think a lot of times we mix up feeling safe with feeling familiar, mm-hmm. and feeling comfortable with being familiar, mm-hmm. because just because it's familiar doesn't mean it's safe for us emotionally, mm-hmm. because maybe our emotional needs or our inner heart is pulling us in a different direction, because that's what's in line with our higher purpose. Right. But our familiarity is keeping us bound and chained to this old way of being. And so mm-hmm. that's where a lot of my clients that'll come, they're like, I just don't know what to do. And I feel like this. And I'm like, you're basically walking two separate paths simultaneously. And so no wonder you're exhausted.
Yeah.
But we've got to line your body up and what you're doing with what your heart is telling you to do. And so what is that going to take to kind of move your body path in line with your soul path?
Ooh, Jenny, this is good stuff, girl. I like it.
You know, I love my metaphors.
I know, me too. I love it. Oh, I love, because I'm so visual too. I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. oh yes. Oh yeah.
Babe. Yeah. I'm like, you're basically walking one foot in each, like you're waddling. Totally. And so what is it going to take to kind of integrate those two paths? Mm-hmm. And it may take, we have to leave some things behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because our body path, if you think about how we've lived our lives, you know, it's a lot of old programs, a lot of old conditionings.
Yep.
And they may not serve us anymore. It's like, yeah, I appreciate you, little inner critic.
Yep.
You helped me to stay safe according to your mm-hmm. judgment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that doesn't serve me anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like I'm getting too big for my skin. And so I need to shed or molt or whatever you want to call it and just, you know, move forward. And sometimes it is leaving some old things behind, choosing like what's actually in your heart. Like, does that even relate to me anymore? Does that even match my inner knowing? Or is it an inner knowing that was placed on me by someone else?
Mm. Ooh, that's good. Wasn't an inner knowing that actually was placed on me by someone else. So it's really not yours, but it's someone else that put it there.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask you, so what do you do when people, I say to people, listen to your heart, you'll know what's true, listen to your heart. But what do you do when you've got the inner critic on your heart? Or like, that was a great point you just made. Like, what do you do when you've got fear on your heart? Like, how do you tell the difference?
Well, I think a lot of times fear can be, again, another part of that committee, mm-hmm. you know, so it depends on getting to know it and saying, what is it that you're actually afraid of?
Yeah.
And getting very crystal clear on what it is that this fear part or this inner critic part, no matter where it lives, it could be in your yeah. heart, it could be in your toe, but get clear on what is it that this fear is afraid is, like, what is the worst case scenario? Like, what are you yes. worried that it's going to happen?
Yep.
Because a lot of times when you, and then what? And then, you know, you say something else, that you're, and then what? And then what? And usually, I know you shared this and taught us this before in certification, a lot of times it ends in either death or feeling completely alone and isolated in the world.
Yeah.
And so then you have to kind of go back and say, well, let me think about what's true, is that I don't think anybody's ever died from fill in the blank. Like,
yeah.
taking a risk and doing a coaching certification. I'm pretty sure Michelle would not let me die or would not encourage me to do something that would kill me or would ostracize me from my entire community. Oh. And so, you know, that's when you kind of look at, you know, and at that point I had a choice to make, and I could have chosen to not go through with it and say, you know, maybe not this time. But I also know that that decision would have been at the mercy of this inner critic.
Right.
And so I had to get very still and very clear on where I could go mm-hmm. and then have that belief in myself that what I was seeing could actually happen and manifest that way. Because I think,
yeah.
you know, and yeah, along the way, the inner critic's like, oh, but what about this? Oh, but what about this? And still the same messages. And it's like, okay,
thank you.
One of the things that I always think too is like, well, I could always go back.
Yeah.
I could always go back to staying small and
yeah, Totally. You know, it's life
my
is
old
a choice.
Patterns and, yeah. and beating the crap out of myself all the time. Like I'm familiar with that. I can do that well.
Yep.
But what I haven't done and what I think I owe it to myself to try is this other way.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, if that doesn't work, then I'll just go back. And I'll go back to feeling like crap about myself. But yeah, I think when you actually have this new way of being, like you can't go back.
You don't, you know, like, no, you don't like ever you go back because it feels like so good.
Yeah. You can't unknow what you know. And when you have this new awareness of like, wow, so I don't have to, you know, beat myself up all the time. Like I can actually believe in myself. It's like, that feels good. And that is heart opening.
Such great points. You can always go back, but you don't want to. And my theory on that is that when we take these risks and work with these inner parts and walk through our fears, we become more authentic. We live more from our true self, our true essence, and we have an experience of it. I can sit all day long and tell people, you've got to live from your true self. You've got to be more authentic. You're going to love being more authentic. It's going to be so great being more authentic. You're going to set boundaries. You know, you're going to come join me in the adult chair. It's like, it's terrifying. It's I'd rather stay over here. But once you taste that, like, oh my God, this is my true self. Mm-hmm. You don't ever want to go back. It's like putting yourself back in a bottle. You're like a genie in a bottle. No, I'm out and now. Thank you.
And I think too, we have to get clear on what's uncomfortable for us because it's unfamiliar or what's uncomfortable for other people because other people are not always going to accept or appreciate our authenticity because people are so used to us behaving in certain ways that like, oh, I don't like this. Why are you setting a boundary with me?
Yeah. Well, it reflects back to them how inauthentic they are or how maybe, you know, you're reflecting back and they don't know how to set it up, but we reflect on, how do I say this? We mirror to other people who they are and not in a mean way, but if I show up more authentically, other people around me might be uncomfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. But what I found, it's so fascinating, like doing this work and really owning my authenticities, I have gotten so much feedback on how people are refreshed by it. People are excited for it. And that's how I know that they are people that I want in my corner. The people that fall away are just not my people.
Yes, so true. Because they're not a match. If they can't support you in that, maybe they shouldn't be a part of your lives.
Yeah. That's it's like thing. My inner critic was friends with their inner critic. And now that
But you can have a bitch fest with people and people that, you know, want to join you in that, that feels comfortable and good. But when you stop doing that, all of a sudden it's like, you're so different, Jenny. You know, I don't like you anymore. All right. Here's
boring.
You're so boring now. You're not going to gossip and talk about people. Yuck. What do you talk about? Question. One last question for you. This is so good. Thank you again. Love this. I love the inner critic stuff. Mm-hmm. So what do you do when you might have an inner critic or a fear part? And again, everyone mirrors us and we mirror others, right? So everyone's just a mirror for us. Mm-hmm. So what do you do when someone outside of you says something that might align with your inner critic? Mm. Like a goal that you might set for yourself.
Yeah.
And then someone in your family or a very close friend might say to you.
Yeah. I think.
Because that plays into our fears then. It's like, well, so-and-so knows me so well. They're saying exactly what my fear is. So that must be a sign.
Yeah.
It's a mirror showing you your fear. It's not a sign to stop. It's a sign to notice that you have a fear around this or notice, you know, et cetera.
Yeah. And so when people, but other times where people have kind of, you know, sided with the inner critic and it's like, oh crap, like maybe they're right.
Yes.
I shouldn't do this.
Here goes the self-doubt. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think what I had to do was, and what I would encourage other people to do is just to get still and say, how true is that for me? Mm. How true is it that I won't be able to do this? Is it a possibility? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm human.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that I should let go of what I want for fear that it might not happen. Like, it's a hypothetical, you know, and then holding on to the belief that it will. And then it's interesting because as I'm working with this particular part, I know you're talking about, it's like so many more things are coming into my path that are aligning me with that goal, things that I wasn't even expecting. And so by holding on to that goal and not shrinking down and making myself small, like the universe is working in my favor. And so I think it gets very, it does get muddy, you know, and it takes a little bit of wrestling. And I think I was even emailing you something. I said, yeah, I'm still wrestling with it. I'm still wrestling with the inner critic because it does still come up. But I think the difference is that it doesn't win anymore. Like I'm imagining like a wrestling match. Like I'm the one that calls the TKO.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the one that's saying like, yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
This is what I'm choosing to do because I lived most of my life by this manual, by the manual of the inner critic. And it sucks. I mean, to be like completely honest, it's painful and it's heart-wrenching at times. Like I look back and I'm like, man, where was that? Where was this? You know, why didn't I have adult chair when I was like eight, you know? Like,
hello.
I feel like this needs to be in school.
You know that, like, I say the same thing. I'm like, wait, I had to go through depression and all this anxiety and codependency. If I had had this manual when I was a child, that would not have happened probably.
I know. Instead of reading the wild things, I created my own.
But, there you go. Right.
You know, but I think when people say things that align with our inner critic, like you said, it's an opportunity for us to check ourselves.
Yeah, for sure.
How true is that for me actually? Or is it just triggering a belief that mm-hmm. is on the body path and not on the soul path?
Yeah. Or maybe they are uncomfortable with your success. Because really this was about your success. Mm-hmm. And you had someone that cast some doubt on you and you proved them wrong, girl. I mean, you did the extreme opposite. Like, wow. You kind of blew it out of the water. So, or knocked it out of the park. So really.
Yeah, and I think it's because I stayed in line with myself.
You did. And you didn't lose yourself. So you didn't listen to what other people were saying. People outside of you, mm-hmm. when someone outside of us says something and it lands on us and resonates with one of our fears, it's hard to separate from that. Mm-hmm. But you did that so well.
It was very hard. I know. I brought that, you know, to you and to, you know, other people to like, what am I doing? Like, is this really okay?
Yeah.
You know, but not only was I able to kind of stay grounded in myself, but y'all reflected truth, y'all, you know? And so it does help sometimes to have other people.
Absolutely. You have to consider the source. Yes. Mm-hmm. You need to look for advice and guidance from people that see, not just see you, but see the best version of you. Mm-hmm. That's big.
Yeah.
You've got to look for advice and guidance and people to cheer you on that really can see you and see your full potential and believe in you. So if you ask someone that's a big doubter or, you know, whatever, that has doubts you or sees you in a certain light, it's the wrong person to ask. You don't ask those people for advice.
Yeah. So. And so I think definitely having those solid people, and even if you don't have a solid person, like going inside and learning how to be your own solid person.
Yeah.
Because I think when we can ask ourselves or ask our inner children or ask, you know, even our higher self or higher, you know, higher powers, it's what's true about me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just getting still and quiet and telling the static, say, can you go in the other room for a second? Like, I just need 5 minutes.
Yep.
And give it permission to leave.
Yeah. So you can separate yourself from that voice and make a decision.
Absolutely.
So awesome. This was amazing. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for sharing your drawing of your inner critic too. So for those of you that want to see it on YouTube, it's at my channel at Michelle Chalfant. So check that out to see Jenny's adult chair picture.
It's a fantastic drawing because I'm such quite the artist.
You know me, I'm a stick figure drawer. So. Yes.
This was a lot for me.
It was a lot better than anything that I would have ever done. Jenny, You're a fabulous coach. So please, if anyone would like to reach out to you and work on their inner critic or anything at all, where mm-hmm. would they find you?
My website is trueconsciousliving.com. Okay. It's all one word. And they can find anything that they need to contact me through that
awesome.
Website.
Awesome. We will put that in the show notes. And thank you again, my darling. This was just incredible. I appreciate Fantastic. You being with us today.
Thank you. Bye. It's such an honor to be here.
All right. So there you have it, all about the inner critic. Jenny gave us some incredible tools that you can start using today. Start applying these today. And I promise you, you will shift your inner critic. You will really, really work with this part of you. And it does get quieter. I speak from experience on this, you guys. It's powerful, powerful work. Just want to remind you guys again, doors are closing for the Adult Chair Coaching Certification on December 16th. You have a few weeks left to join us. So if you have a passion for the Adult Chair, you want to learn more and you want to help others, no experience is required. We would love to have you. Head on over to theadultchair.com/certification. And again, if you have any more questions, you can always email in. We are happy to answer you and also jump on a call if you have questions. Okay, you guys, that's all I've got for you today. I love you all so much, and I will see you seated next week right here in the Adult Chair.